Well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy to have you along. I'm your host, Dwight Henry. This is Local Matters, and I'm so happy and delighted to have a lady in the studio with me that I call my friend, my Christian sister, and a lady who does great work in our community. We're going to be talking about Mustard Seed Ranch in just a bit with Tammy Hogan. Tammy!
Hey there.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Smiling across the desk there. we just been talking about dramatic things before we went on the air.
Yeah, right.
You're a product of Upperman High School.
I am.
But actually, I came to this part of the country via Colorado.
Yes, yes.
And how did you find Tennessee, or how did it find you?
Well, my folks actually, their best friends moved from Colorado. They actually lived in the mountains just outside of Denver, and where I was born.
Yep.
And
Denver. Mountain High. John Denver, all that.
That's right.
Are you Bronco fans today?
Are you kidding? I came out orange and blue, and it's great. Yeah. I mean, you come to Tennessee, and I am a huge Tennessee Vols fan. I mean, and of course, TTU, of course. You know, Golden Eagle, can't help it. But so orange just kind of goes in our family. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, we moved here after my dad came to visit, and mom and dad just fell in love with it, and they purchased a farm that they still live on. And
no kidding.
Yeah, down in Buffalo Valley. It's awesome. I love it down
there. I used to pastor Buffalo Valley. Church called Faith Chapel for several years.
Awesome. And
just some great people down there, great memories. Did all of our baptizings in a creek down there.
Oh, now that's
And we do
the
them after church on Sunday, and everybody came to church, went to the baptisms, and it was just some great, great years. And then following your experience at Upperman, went to Tennessee Tech and studied drama and education?
Yes, yes. It was a wonderful experience, and just not only did I gain a lot of knowledge, but I gained a lot of friends that I'm still friends with today, including a lot of professors over there.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Creeter's a great friend of mine. We just great school to go to. I'm so glad that Tennessee Tech is just thriving right now, because I'm a proud alum for sure.
Yeah, you know, I came to Cookeville in the 70s as a student at Tech, meant to graduate and go home.
What was your master's? I mean, what was your
History, political science.
Was it?
Yeah,
okay. Think
of figures, right?
Yeah, right.
And then I didn't get around to going home. I just made my life here, and it's
go
been
figure.
A great place. Yeah, great place to spend my life.
Yeah.
But I know Mark, what a fortunate we are to have him in the community. And
oh, yeah.
It's just a great community for that kind of. We've got Bryan Symphony Orchestra. We've got the plays. We've got the musicals. I mean, just a great place to call home.
And the really CPAC is. Center. I mean, look at what all they're doing over there. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just awesome. And we have a great community. So it's really neat to kind of see that the arts are so revered in the community as the way they are. We have a great community.
I'll tell you, and I know you know this better than most, given what you do, but such a community. I mean, the spirit of volunteerism is incredible here.
It is.
The spirit of giving is incredible here.
Yes. You know, overwhelming.
Great churches.
Mm-hmm.
I should work for the chamber. I mean, it's just, I'm not very objective anymore, but we do have a great place to call home.
No doubt. I'm very proud to call this home.
Tell me about, we're going to talk about Mustard Seed Ranch. By the way, I don't know your exact title. Director, executive director?
I'm the executive director.
Executive director.
You know, just Tammy. Just call me Tammy. There you go.
But now, obviously doing the Lord's work and making a difference in lots of children's lives. But tell me about your coming to Christianity, your coming to faith. How did all that happen?
Wow. Well, I first, you know, when I was younger, I mean, mom and dad have always poured, you know, the love of God in us. But it really came about when I was in college, actually. And I just... You know, there was a time in my life that I really felt led to just have more, you know, have more substance in my heart and my soul. And actually, the First United Methodist Church downtown was the place that I actually received my baptism.
No kidding.
Uh-huh. I was 21 years old, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. But I'll tell you, Dwight, not only was that a very huge moment in my life, but, you know, Mustard Seed has been, my experience at Mustard Seed Ranch has just, my faith has grown leaps and bounds because of the tremendous blessings that we receive from so many people who really care about us. And it's just, especially moments, because, you know, our field of work is pretty tough, and it's not for anybody to feel sorry for us, because that's not what
sure.
it is. You know, we feel led to do what we do. But, you know, there's just times where you really are faced with some pretty serious situations that are very challenging. And, you know, your faith is the one thing that you've got to lean on, and you have to leave it at his feet. And it is the one of the most difficult things to do, especially if you're a type A personality. And I am a type A personality.
And
yes.
You've got to be to do what you do.
Oh, goodness. But sometimes I wish I could turn that type A down just a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but so that is, I'm just thrilled to say that my faith has just blossomed since I came to Mustard Seed. It's been one wonderful experience. Moments where I have seen blessings that came from nowhere just because of prayer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, we're glad you're with us this Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry. This is Local Matters. My guest today, Tammy Hogan, Mustard Seed Ranch. She's the executive director and proud to call her a friend of mine. so you really, your real growth, we kind of parallel because, you know, I became a Christian at 13, but by the time I was like a senior in high school, if someone had accused me of being a Christian, there wouldn't have been enough evidence to convict me. But when I got up to Tech and, you know, I won't belabor the story, but I came to a point, I was out running at the track one day, and I walked now, I ran then, but I remember just sitting down and saying, and I remember just about the spot where I was sitting there and I said, God, if you're still up there and you still want me, here I am. And so my real turning happened about the same time in life yours did.
Yeah.
And, you know, not that I had made a lot of mistakes since then, made, you know, some bad choices since then and sinned, but the Bible says, you know, he never leaves us or forsakes us. He sticks closer to us than a brother. And we, you know, I might have messed up the fellowship, the communication, but I never messed up the relationship.
That's
because God's faithful.
Well, not just that. I mean, he loves the broken. And I think there's only one person that I've ever known of that wasn't broken, and that was Jesus, right?
So, yeah.
And I'm all right to be broken because then I know I still have a lot of rooms to grow and learn. And I'm thankful for that because I am who I am today as a result of mistakes that I've made.
Yeah.
You know, and wow. I think that that's really, really important. And I tell our kids that too. I'm like, if I had a dime for every mistake I made, I would be a millionaire. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
But I'm thankful for that because it's helped me to grow into the person that I am. And I still, oh my goodness, I've told multiple people, I think I'll always be a toddler in faith because in my walk, just because I feel like there's so much more to learn and there's so many deeper places to go and to do it in a way that's relational instead of religious, if that makes any sense.
You know, I have found that true in my life also, Tammy, that, you know, when we make us, you know, God does, you know, when we mess up, you know, that's not when, I mean, God knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an all-knowing God.
Yeah.
And we can, and he can take our mistakes and use them for good in our life and use them to be a blessing to other people.
Yes.
And, but it's our choice.
Yes.
I mean, we can, and those kind of mistakes can, as I heard Robert Shuler say one time, it can make us bitter or make us better.
That's right.
And it depends on, and it's not necessarily what happens or what we do, but it's how we respond to it.
That's right.
And that's what I'm learning in life.
Yeah. And I also, as I grow older, you know, I think that I look at it like, I think fear is also an underlying issue. That's something that continues to drive people towards making other decisions other than, you know, instead of taking the easy road, taking the hard road.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so
I do.
Sometimes it's like, I just feel that very strongly that, you know, fear drives so many of the decisions that we make. And if we just decide to let our fears go and try to really lean on that faith, and that's why I'm so thankful for friends who are also believers who literally have surrounded me in moments where I did not feel I could even get up and breathe, where they surrounded me in prayer, surrounded me in and just friendship and fellowship. Honestly, I'm so thankful for those angels because I wouldn't, again, be where I am today without them as well. People who were just loving and empathetic and understanding because they too are broken and have been there themselves.
I remember, Tammy, a time in my life some years ago. I mean, life was just on top of me. We lost a business. My dad had died. I stopped going to work. I stopped getting out of the house. I'd been in the house. I stopped reading my Bible. I mean, I was a Sunday school teacher. I was a Christian, but it, I was just really questioning everything that I ever believed.
Right,
And I was just there, and just like I'd wake up and there was a dark cloud. I'd flip the TV on just to have some noise, and I'm walking down the hall of my house, and I see my Bible sitting on the dining room table, and I was angry. I was saying, "What are you still doing here?" I mean, you know, and I was going to get a drink of water, and I've heard people have had this experience. I've never had one before or since. I just flipped it open, and boom, it fell open, and where it landed changed my life. And it was 1 Timothy 1:7. And it's like that verse just stood up in three dimension. It didn't, but it looked like it did to me.
Oh my goodness. It said,
you mentioned fear, but it said, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind.
Yes.
See, I felt like my dad had a nervous breakdown when he was early 20s and I was about that age. And I thought that's the way my life was going too. So I'd pretty much decided that.
Yeah.
And so I read that verse. God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And I either thought or said out loud, tell you the truth, I don't remember. I was in the house by myself. I either thought or said out loud, well, if I've got such a sound mind, then why do I feel like I'm going crazy?
Yeah.
Tammy, in my heart, at that moment, I heard, well, what are you going to believe? Are you going to believe your feelings? Or are you going to believe my word?
Oh,
what are you going to build your life on? How you feel or what I say?
Yeah.
And that one thing started to turn me around. And I just began to get into the word and find out more about the completed works of Christ, and not what only the price he paid for my sins, but he'd carried my cares, my anxieties, my stress, my worries, all of that. He'd already carried that. So there's no reason for me to carry it too. I can cast it over on him.
Yes.
You got me to preach it now.
Hey, you know, it's just funny that you say that though. If you don't mind me sharing for a minute,
no, please.
I actually, moved back to Tennessee. And, at the time we were living with my folks because we were wanting to save to build a house. And, I had been through interviews to become the director at Mustard Seed Ranch, and there were so many reservations because it was way bigger than me. And you know in your gut when God is kind of saying, you know in your gut when God is leading you somewhere, and it just you're trying to fight it because you know what it's going to take.
I've been there.
Yeah, and so like in Colorado when I was there for 14 and a half years, I was an education director, so I was in charge of schools for kids that were at risk and or in need and or like you say, you know, broken or whatever. And so I had that experience, but I came here, and just so you know, kind of a caveat, I can't have children. I had a miscarriage and lost my son, and that was probably one of the most trying times in my life.
I'll bet.
And then my husband at the time was deployed for 13 months, literally 2 weeks after that. So it was all I could do. But so anyway, fast forward, back to Tennessee to build a house on the farm. And I had to separate myself because I had been offered the position as the director at Mustard Seed. And I knew that I needed to just kind of go away in prayer. I separated myself and just with my Bible and sat down. And I just said, Lord, this is too big for me. This has to be from you or I will not do this. And I know that I have a huge passion and a huge heart for you and a huge heart for kids, but I just need to know that this is from you. And literally, I've never had this happen. So it's amazing that you just said what you said. I was sitting there and I'd been praying for about 15 minutes and then I opened the Bible and immediately, I'm not kidding you. And I'd never read this verse in my life, but it opened to Isaiah, and the beginning of Isaiah 54 says, barren women, sing aloud, and then stretch your tents to the children of the desolate. And right then and there, I knew that I was supposed to be there.
Whew.
And ever since then, anytime any challenges come up, God has always provided an answer, always. And I have never been concerned about what the Lord was going to do at the ranch, because it's his ministry, not mine.
Wow, that is so powerful.
Yeah,
thank you for sharing. That is blessing a lot of people who are listening right now.
Oh, goodness.
And
when we come back,
we're going to talk more about Mustard Seed Ranch, okay?
Yeah.
Happy to have you with us. I'm your host, Dwight Henry. My guest is Tammy Hogan, Executive Director of Mustard Seed Ranch. You stay with us. Local Matters continues in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Glad you're with us on Local Matters for Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry. My guest today, Tammy Hogan, Executive Director of Mustard Seed Ranch. Thank you, Tammy, for that powerful testimony.
Oh, no doubt.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I know it was a blessing to a lot of folks. A lot of people listening right now are familiar with Mustard Seed Ranch, a little bit what you do and how you do it. Maybe some listening who don't know anything. So just kind of in overview fashion, let's suppose somebody's driving to for the first time. Mustard Seed Ranch, what do you do and how do you do it?
Well, let me just tell you about Mustard Seed Ranch. If you love kids and you want to help kids and you love God, it's all a great mixture of kind of all of that together. We are an interdenominational Christian ministry for boys and girls from the ages of 5 to 18. And basically what it is most places like Mustard Seed Ranch, residential type facilities, treatment facilities, typically charge between $125 and $250 a day based on psychological need for the children. Mustard Seed doesn't charge a penny.
Wow.
We are a private home for children. And basically we have two boys' homes currently and one girl's home. And in each home we have is basically comprised of a couple who we call house parents who live there full time. Like, these people have literally moved away from their homes, away from their lifestyles, and given it all back to Mustard Seed for the Lord. And they some of the most selfless people I've ever met in my life. And they give all of it for her children and God. And it's just awesome. So anyway, so their house parents they're in the homes. And then we'll have an intern in the home as well that help them, you know, because they need assistance. And then typically each home is comprised of about up to eight children per home. And we are actually celebrating our 10th anniversary this year. And so far, we've actually just welcomed four new boys, and so we have served 58 children in the last 10 years. Yeah, yeah.
I was at your recent annual event, and what a blessing it is to hear the testimonies. And so 50, I'd forgotten the number, but 58 lives have been altered and changed and made better and made a difference in because of Mustard Seed Ranch. And, you know, the results of that will be eternal, you know.
Yes, and, you know, I will say, now we do have situations that don't turn out to be something that some people would think are successful because they either leave too soon. Typically, it's because they leave too soon.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because those seeds are planted. We actually had, I had a boy, a young man, call about 3 weeks ago and say how much Mustard Seed touched his life and that he just wishes that he had been able to finish his program and that he was so sorry for the moments and time where he just kind of made it really hard on people, but that we were the one group of people that really touched his life. And that he will never, ever forget that. And, you know, you hear stories like that, and it's hard because, you know, with house parents in particular, you are pouring your heart and soul into these kids.
Oh, yeah, raising them.
Yeah, and so you're thinking, well, surely they're gonna appreciate that. Well, they do, but here's the problem. These kids come from situations. Some of them come from abusive situations, all kinds of abuse that you can think of. Some of them come from neglect. And then some of them come because they have behavioral issues. So it really just depends on the individual situation.
Sure.
But 95% of our children are actually placed at Mustard Seed Ranch from their guardians, who are their grandparents, because their parents, most of them have chosen drugs or alcohol over them. It's very difficult for the grandparents because they don't know how to deal with the problem is that trauma these kids have experienced over and over and over again is residual. And it's not going to stop. Those cycles will not stop until they can actually receive trauma therapy, which is a wonderful EMDR is what we call it, EMDR. And we contract with a local psychologist who is doing wonders with our kids. Like, I've been in the field for 25 years, and I have not seen anyone work with them the way that he does. We actually had two boys that came to the ranch that were brothers that had experienced some severe abuse and came to the ranch and one of them was having literal meltdowns, tantrums, punching walls, doing all kinds of things. every single day, 3 to 4 times a day. And after being in therapy for about 3 months, he did a 180. And now he literally is just flying high. This kid's got A's and B's.
He's still with you?
No, he's actually, what's so really great about this is that his mother was also in another program, and we were working with that program hand in hand with the kids and her to try to get them to be reunified. And after 2 years of being with us, they were finally reunified. And so,
wow.
Yeah.
And what a great story.
It's God. I'm telling you. I mean, you just see these blessings time and time again. And even in kids, where we've got one boy right now who is in juvenile, in like a juvenile detention type thing, he's doing really well. And he actually reached out to us and just wanted to tell us how much he loved us and thanked us for all that we've done. And he's still, you know, walking that walk. But those seeds are planted.
Yes.
And those house parents, I'm telling you, they are the reason, they are the backbone of our ministry. And I'm just forever grateful for them and all that they do.
I'm thinking 58 people out there, you know, and the story you told initially, somebody on the front end of that may think, well, that was not one of the more successful stories. But sometime later, he calls back and says, you really made, even though I left the program early, you really made a difference in my life. And thank you for giving your life to that. I mean, it's just the as I said, only eternity will tell the story of how impactful you're being. A couple of minutes left, Tammy. Somebody's listening out there and said, well, I'd like to know more about that. Or maybe they have a grandchild or someone who would be a prospect, a candidate for Mr. C. Grant. Or they want to donate to it or volunteer. How do they find
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, Dwight, just so you know, we do have some openings right now. We do have two openings for girls and then a couple openings for boys.
Okay.
So we're almost full, but so there are openings if someone's interested or their grandparent out there struggling and not sure what to do, give us a call. You can call us at Mustard Seed Ranch. You can find us online at www.mustardseedranchtn.org. You can also, I mean, just give us a call and we're happy to talk to them. Because a lot of times people will give us a call and it may be a kiddo that might be a little, need a little higher level placement.
Sure, yeah.
And so, but we always work with the families to try to find a placement, whether they can come to us or not, because we know what it's like to have that door kind of shut on you. And we don't want to do that to people. We want to help them so that they can help their children.
And Tammy, we're seeing a lot of difference in a lot of kids. They're being transformed.
Yes. It is amazing. I mean, yes, there are kids that struggle. The kids struggle, period, because, you know, they come to the ranch and it's obvious. Why would they trust anyone, you know, because especially adults, because most of the time it's adults that are hurting them in some form or fashion. And so once they really realize after a little while that they're safe and that they can, you know, that they live in a home that's loving, because it's completely foreign to them. So it's really hard for them to imagine life any other way other than having to survive. Most of our kids come to us, they literally, Dwight, they hoard food because many of them didn't know where they were going to get their next meal. And so when they form relationships with these house parents, this couple, you know, mom and dad, it's awesome to watch the transformation. And then when you couple that with the trauma therapy that they're receiving, night and day difference.
Wow.
Night and day difference. And then these kids actually get to just be a kid.
Yeah.
You know? And all of us take that for granted because when I was a kid, we used to go outside and build forts all the time and, you know, play and everything was fine. We knew our parents were safe because they loved us, right? Well, these kids, many of them have never experienced that. But when they finally get that, that's when the change happens. And that transformation is one of the neatest things to witness that I have ever witnessed in my whole life. And you know what? It's when those hard days happen, I remember those days because those, the good days, the ones where you see those transformations, those make all the difference because those lives are changing. And it's because of all the staff that we have at the ranch.
And you just described the mission and the heart of Mustard Seed Ranch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tammy, let me ask you this in close, kind of maybe you need to think about it. So you've got about a minute left.
Uh-huh.
What do you know about, and you touched this, I think, a little while ago in your wonderful testimony. What do you know about God now that you wish you'd known some years ago would have been helpful to know? What have you learned about trusting him?
He is the best friend I've ever had.
Yeah.
When I was younger, that's the one thing I didn't know. It was kind of like this, you know, programmatic thing where you read the Bible, you pray, you do the systematic stuff. It's not that any longer. He is my best friend.
Yeah.
And he has helped me through the hardest times in my life. And that is literally the change. And that's why I have no qualms with telling people that I love God with all of my heart, because he loves me that much.
Yeah. And he's not mad at us.
Yeah.
And he's not looking out to find fault with us.
Yeah.
But he loves us unconditionally. And so much he gave us his best. He gave us his son.
That's right.
Whatever. Tammy, thank you so much.
Thank
we got to do
thank
this again
you
sometime.
For letting me share. It was lots
yeah
of fun.
Appreciate it. Tammy Hogan has been with us, Executive Director of Mustard Seed Ranch. Glad to have you with us this afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, and this is Local Matters.